Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been thinking about something that touches so many families. Maybe you're experiencing this right now. Your beautiful toddler, your precious little one, hides behind your legs when someone new says hello. They cry when a friendly neighbor waves. They bury their face in your shoulder at the playground when another child approaches. And you might be wondering, is something wrong? Why is my child so afraid? Let me tell you something wonderful. Nothing is wrong, not one single thing. What you're seeing is actually your child's brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. It's called stranger anxiety, and it's one of the most beautiful signs of healthy development. Here's what the research shows, and this is fascinating. When your toddler was a tiny baby, everyone looked pretty much the same to them. But now, between ages 2 and 3, their brain has developed this amazing ability to distinguish between familiar faces and unfamiliar ones. They know who keeps them safe. They know who loves them. They know you. And that knowing, that deep attachment security, is what makes new people feel uncertain. Dr. Rebecca Brooker and her colleagues at the University of Wisconsin studied this for years, following children from infancy through toddlerhood. And you know what they found? Stranger anxiety is completely normal. It typically emerges around 5 to 6 months, often intensifies between 6 and 12 months, and usually begins to ease by age 2. But here's the important part. Every child follows their own timeline. Some children warm up quickly, others need more time, and both paths are perfectly healthy. The Raising Children Network, supported by child development experts, explains it beautifully. When your child hides or cries around new people, they're not being difficult, they're communicating. They're saying, I'm not sure about this person yet. I need to feel safe first. And that's not a problem to fix, my friend. That's wisdom. That's their nervous system protecting them while they learn who to trust. Now, I know this can feel hard. Maybe you're at a family gathering and your little one won't leave your side. Maybe you're worried about preschool or playdates. Maybe well-meaning relatives say things like, oh, they're so shy or they need to get over this. But here's what I want you to know. Your child isn't shy in a way that needs fixing. They're learning. They're developing social awareness at exactly the pace that's right for them. So what helps? The research is so clear on this. Gentle encouragement, patient support, allowing your child to warm up at their own pace, never forcing interactions, never pushing them toward someone before they're ready. Instead, you stay calm, you stay close, you become their secure base while they observe and learn. Think of it like this. Imagine you're learning to swim. Would you want someone to throw you into the deep end? Or would you want to start in the shallow water with someone you trust right beside you, letting you get comfortable at your own pace? Your child is learning to swim in the social world. And you're their safe person, their anchor, while they build confidence. Here are some beautiful strategies that work. First, honor their timeline. If your child needs 10 minutes to observe before engaging, give them that gift. Stay nearby, stay calm, and let them watch. Second, narrate what's happening. You might say gently, that's Mrs. Chen from next door. She's waving hello. We can wave back when you're ready. Third, never force physical contact. No required hugs, no pressure to sit on laps. Your child's body belongs to them, and respecting their boundaries builds confidence. And here's something magical. Stories can help so much with this. The Magic Book and I have a story called The Magic Show, where everything says hello. It's about Anya and Noah discovering a magical puppet theater where every prop giggles and introduces itself. They learn that new things and new people want to be their friends. The whole theater is full of gentle, playful introductions. After you read this story together, you can play a game at home. Maybe the stuffed animals introduce themselves. Maybe the toys say hello. This gentle practice in a safe space helps your child build confidence for real-world social situations. They're learning that new can be friendly, new can be fun, and they get to control the pace. The research shows something beautiful. When parents respond to stranger anxiety with patience and validation, children develop stronger emotional regulation skills. They learn to trust their instincts while also building social confidence. They learn that their feelings matter, that they're safe, and that they can navigate new situations with support. Dr. Brooker's research emphasizes that individual differences in how children navigate social anxiety are normal variations in temperament, not deficits. Some children are naturally more cautious. Some are more outgoing. Both temperaments are gifts. Both have strengths. Your job isn't to change who your child is. Your job is to support them in becoming the fullest version of themselves. So here's what I want you to remember. When your child hides behind your legs, they're showing you they know who keeps them safe. When they cry around new people, they're communicating their needs. When they need time to warm up, they're honoring their own nervous system. And all of that is healthy. All of that is normal. All of that is beautiful. You're doing such a wonderful job. You're giving your child the gift of patience, the gift of respect, the gift of a secure base from which to explore the world. And that gift will serve them for their entire life. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Find the Magic Show where everything says hello in the Book of Inara app. Read it together. Play with it. Let it be a gentle helper as your child builds social confidence at their own perfect pace. Sweet dreams and warm hellos, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together.